This one's better, right?
Yes.
그래서 노력 주셔도.
So
when speaking about the future life, we're talking about endless. It is therefore there's more purpose and meanings in putting our efforts to engage in the practice, dedicating towards future lives. So when we were engaging in the practice of the Dhamma, it is important to ensure that your motivation, that your sole purpose of your practice is directed towards the, you know, future life than the one's present life. So if one's practice is directed towards one's, you know, present life, then it may not serve. It's, you know, it will not become a practice of the Dhamma. So therefore, it is a very important to making sure that your a very purpose of your Dhamma practice is to serve one's future life.
So it is not a right for us as a practitioner to engage our entire day or night, in other words, for the 24 hours of time, to engage in activities of serving this life alone. That is not right. So here again, it is not to say that you should not engage in any actions that serves out this, you know, purpose of this life. We're not rejecting that at all. Of course, we as a human beings, in order to survive ourselves, to sustain our life, we have to engage in the actions or activities which actually serve our purpose of this life. But one should not completely, you know, engage in the activities of 24 hours of time just to serve our our present life. In other words, should not cling onto this present life alone. So we as a practitioners, we should be very sensitive about our own time, that one must at least make a time for practicing Dharma. Practicing Dharma meaning creating a causes and conditions for serving one's future life. So, so it is said when we are in the process of practice, or you are beginning to engaging in the practice of the Dharma, we should always look at ourselves and examine our motivations and intentions of engaging in the practice of the Dharma. Because without cultivation of appropriate motivations, if one engages in the practice of the Dharma, it may not become a practice of the Dharma. So therefore, paying a close attention to one's intention and motivations of practicing of the Dharma. So one should not cling to one's, you know, this life, the present life alone. Because, so now here when speaking about stop clinging towards the present life, is there are two ways in which one can think about, you know, one can find a skillful means of stopping the clinging towards, you know, present life as well as the future life. So the first skillful means of practicing stopping clinging towards this life is reflection upon the precious human rebirth, endowment, which constitutes the endowments and the freedom. And so by reflection upon having this character of freedom and endowments, if we were to, you know, waste such a precious life, this will be the great loss for us. It is just like someone who has a precious jewel, who possesses a precious jewel, but if he or she is unable to use, unable to make a good use of this precious jewel, then you're actually wasting it. So therefore, by identifying and recognizing the precious human rebirth that we have obtained at this time, one must make good use of it by not clinging towards this life alone.
Tāna tā sāngā tāngā jīgīlē yātīlē yālē anī cēlā lōng mē bā sēdhirē sē cēlā lōng mē bā sēdhā kārlā gōr sēnā anī ngā rāng zō tāntā mē cētīlē yālē anī cēlō cē ngē jē mē jō rē sē ngē jē mē bā yī cāng anī sōng nī chē tō nōng nī chē lō jī mā xē lō jī ngā tū dūng jē kā dūng jīlē xīn tō tāntā ngā zō lē yālē yō sū jī gī tēn tēn tētē jī dē tū gō rē sē yā gī 他就接土呀个，你眼睛长你要买的是，等到印度，俺们做，菜的，俺那眼巴没吧，等你过去，等到印度讲了龙眉吧，石头讲了，对手人不眉吧，俺那等那个就菜的，俺做菜的，等那，过菜眼眉，菜眼睛一呢，对手就点白药了哇是，点白眉着，俺那割掉了着，光掉了着，等你眼巴长你眉吧，印度讲了，俺接上等于对。
So then the next the line says, and life has no time to spare, which is life does not last long, in other words. Okay. The literal translation in Tibetan, yes. Life doesn't last long. So then uncertainty of the occurrence of our death, reflection upon that. We do not know when this death will arise. There's no such, there's no certain time, the certain time that we know that occurrence of our death, in other words. It is completely uncertainty. It may occur, next day, it may occur next couple of days, even a couple of hours and so on. So therefore, since the life has the death, occurrence of the dead is not, there's no, in a time of the occurrence of the dead is not have no sudden. So therefore, one must make a good use of this life at this moment onwards. Not just engaging in the activities of serving this life alone.
我们做菜了龙药嘛，菜眼眉的是要等就相当我也说的，等这个我们大姐说的这里了，给家买的是，刚才是端到做的，那我们做就菜眼眉一般的效果，俺这样等等，特别那菜里大姐来就当一呢，等等吃上素包来了就没办法给大姐当呢。 老出去蹲住家具带个，出让了打书包个，干啥个嘞？拍个女娃子做的，等待进度是要去老百姓都当那样。但你等待个书包了打那个，出发前的都是解决起来的。因为，你到到这个是这个嘛的是，可是呢，但，俺做对面吃完是要去，对面吃完的，等待休息不稀不热是，对面吃完个能力了，俺那就，模特就。 弄个大了说吧，就卡拉萨路买来的，你等你等弄来了，堵了说吧，来钱的，老不讨价的着个中啊。俺那样就用啊个，就南西个等着钱的，你就啥啥油当、出老当，俺那弄怕了说吧，到等着个往见着个哇。等着人就讲了结账，等到就春天那里大姐姐叫了老出去蹲去带个书包个内层都是那样。 Tē dē tūbī chāpa ngē guyā mārē, tē bārū lē tūmī kī chāwā tūs chēnā ngā zōlā chē chē māngbō xīw chū yuwa tērē sā. Hāpa tō tā tērī kā sōn zāmbu lē tē cīrī yā jī chēr chēn rō tū kā lē tūmī chē chē kā tō lē yā lē sāngā tāng nā tē māngrū māngrū rō tē wā chē kā tū chō chē lē tū yā tū yā nē chē zāng sūpū tā chē tāng nē lō tūn chū jā chū dē tō sē nā yā tē bī chāpa tē nē mē ngē guyā tūs nē tāng chē lē tū yā rō wā sā.
So here when we are talking about, you know, uncertainty of our death, it is not that we are discouraging ourselves just by thinking about death all the time. It is, in fact, preparing ourselves. Because this is the reality. Regardless of who we are, we all face the same situation. If you are unprepared at the time of death, one will go through the death with immense, with very, you know, intense anxiety, fear, and so forth. So therefore, when speaking about the reflection upon the uncertainty of occurrence of one's own death, the time of the occurrence of one's own death, it suggests to prepare ourselves. prepare ourselves to the death. So therefore, you know, although you maybe sound very healthy at this moment, you're in good health. You may be, according to your health, you may live for like 70 or 80 years. But that is not certain. A lot of untimely death is happening most of the time. So think about, we cannot really guarantee ourselves that I'm healthy because I just went to my physician and went through all this examination. I checked my body, but the physician says I'm in good shape. I'm not going to die for 60 or 70 or 80 years after. But who knows, that untimely death is raising number of untimely death, particularly at this time. So therefore, since we are all right now, we are alive, and we are capable of engaging and making a good use of this life, so we must put in effort to engage in the activities to serve our future life.
Tende yidu, a tanda te tse la long me ba te tsang long tanda tang je ne, ta dege ne kare pengu yore je te, se na, ta te pendo kare yore te, chi nga zu chewa nge me yin ba, tse rinpo dege me ba, a du tsang long tu kwa je ne, dege kare pengu re se na, pendo kare yore se na, ta chi, tende chi yu tsang long tang je ne, ane, pendo zo duya de kare re se na, Jewa chema liya le, jeza nga zu duyu rinpo le, deya meba che liya, sanglong tang che ne, tanda deya ge tuzu yobi ge ringde liya le, ane, jewa chema le, penya ge, nga ba to, chuji je tuya ge chendo re. Kese jewa chema siya je sanglong nong le, zawa nini mewa che, ngule mewa che, tende yinba yina, ane tanda de tsela long meba to, sanglong tang dewa yina, sanglong tang a tege, susu le, gangi che ro chi ma to, jīng xiānāng ngō sōrī jī mā tō kē pēntō yō mā rō wā sī. Tā tē kā rī sī na cē lī ngē bā bā sāng lōng tāng jē nī, tā tū yō ndirī jī mā tō tūng tū mā mē wā yī na, tā jī wā chī mā sī yā tē jāng tā rīng bō rī, tē nō lōng rō gu wā rī, tē nōng rō yā lī yā lī, tā kō yā jī tā tīk jē gu rō wā sī. Kō yā tā tīk tā kā rī sī na, tā chū jī bō mā tō, xē ngā zō jū nō kā rā jū wā yī na, kōng yō mā rī sī, pē nā kōng tāng tēng bī dwē mē gī, rī lōng bā sā gī kāng nā yāng sī. Rang chi du de zang qiwang mes. Zhilu yong su zaba sa ge gang do ni te dapo de so so yinba yin na yang. So so chi wi nimo de liya li du te zang ji ya kuya ra ge ma rin roya res, yung ni roya res. So ye ge zhu ma jing du na, de njik de chi mi lang jia yin. Da so ye ge zhu ma se ya de ma nun zhu de se guwa rwa, de ene cik jing du ba yin na yang, de jiwa qima li, ene kuya ge, 다 랑자 세디가라 나조 타리모 로디가라 아니 쳇다 칼라다 던조 메사 타리모 로디니 단다 쳇도 칼라 여사니 다딕제는 코는 로는 니데 메사들이 되가라네 가강이노 쳇동에로 도가도나 칼라사에로와 어디 낭히제네 아니 던조 상로 땅네 단준년가당 채롬에발로 상로 땅제 그런다 니보데 땅네 가르치고르스나 제와 체마코야 그 자와지 제고레 제와 체마코야 그 아니 추희 어 두고레스 데 두케 지바이나 안 데상 땅나 팬도요레스 계세 저와 체마스야 데조데 땅 자와니니 응레 메와타 데데 임바이나 아니 단준니에 가와상 땅어 체롱 메바 상 땅네 둥디 미세케 요마레스 센들 데 도기 땅송노네 데졸 코기 요마레스 어제던데 나조 나이 세보히고르 낭비추데 제와 체마 요발레야레 아니 시샤비 토니 아니 단다데 센데 나 도구야게 남샤데 테놀 저아체니 시에구요레스
So what is the benefits of reflection upon the certainty of occurrence of this the death and uncertainty of the time of its occurrence. And so here, this reflection suggests that so long as you are alive, you should make an effort to engage in the practice of Dharma to benefit one's own future life, one's future life. So it encourages the reflection upon this certainty of the occurrence of the death and uncertainty of the time of its occurrence. It encourages us to engage in the virtuous actions, something that is beneficial to oneself and that of other beings, to serve our future life. That is the purpose of reflection upon this, you know, death and uncertainty of time of its occurrence. So therefore, it says, one of the great Tibetan master, by the name of Gungtang Tenpe Dwemi, says, you may possess the mountains of gold, and you may claim yourself as a very rich. But when it comes to when you are actually venturing on the journey of your future life, in other words, when you're venturing on the journey of death, and regardless of how much that the wealth that you may have will become useless, it is only just by reciting six-syllable mantra, the ones. Time reciting of six-syllable mantra will exile over this, you know, wealth. So therefore, with recitation of the six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, the one time of reciting this, will become a resource for when you are venturing on the journey of your future life. So therefore, if you do not accept future life, if you reject future life, if you do not believe, you have no belief in future life, then there's no benefit of reflection upon this, you know, death and so forth, because it is just, you know, waste of our time. In fact, you're scaring away yourself. If you are accepting the future life and the reflection upon this line is very, 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 very beneficial. So as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma, we have a core belief. The one of our core belief is our future life. So therefore, to benefit our future life, one must engage in the practice, engage in the virtuous actions to serve our future life.
Tongjo kasi yoyena tan zambulele ale biling biling do miling miling da bo samare yan do ni bo tele yal sama sha ne do de ma to kon do ge me ba tang ar zo mo zo tong de wa ter wa se te yin du ta ona che wa che ma len do du ga la ani chu je na ben jo zo de ko ya me wa che ta chu de ko ya yo wa te ne kan das chen kon do gu yo re se do ni ta te che wa de le ung ger wa se
So it is fact that regardless of how much wealth that you have, whether you're a billionaire or you're a millionaire, everything will be left behind when the ultimate journey comes. So now what can we take? What can we take or what will accompany us at the time of one's death is practice of the Dhamma. So now the question is, how can this practicing of the Dharma will accompany us? How can we take the practicing of Dharma along with oneself when one is venturing on the journey of death?
That does the Cheman Roya de Karasugu as Nambishon or Lechadan Chevaina. And the Lutang Sen Sianite Nanshan Yovache. A Chetan. अनि गजो जेवा चमन रोंगे ग गंसा ते अनि सिबल तेनी सेल तेनी अतुचिन दोगु योवाचे ता दन्द दे छेला लों मेबा से छे जोनी मेबा छान दे से ग मेबा छाजु दे दन्द जुवा सिग टुबी अनि गजो ग लुइ दे देरेस ते अनि तुसु रिमबो यो मारे देल छे तुंदु जिम यो मारे से दो नि छे मेसा दं Do you tung to him, but Naranzo Tanda, Juashik, Jude, Kake, Shata, Rusong, Jude, Kake, and Juashil, Tain, Shata, Rusong, Jude, Lute, do the tung to Madame Mato, Naranzo Gansa, Ranik, Tensa, Dahik, and the Pagay, Sainte, Te, do the tung to Risigua Martini, Java Tangi Machaban, Tanda Valere, Mamba Tinia, Tangi Machaban, Tuschen, Drong it to Chadu, or is a Tain do. Ta di ting li yale ane chu jia ge chu de ane sen ting yi ting do le ane deg yo re se o ta sen dun ka dun zho na di ting do ko yo sa sen ting yo yi zang sen de ka se ko la jiang zho na ane de nang do li yo de wa che ta nga rang zho chu jia wa te lu gu to li yo ma re se lu gu to li me wa yi zang ko lu du chu zho ri du ga le me ta tang wa yi nan zha San Bewa in and the child Tewa in Arkanda Kotami Chinner, Samin Roya de Teres, Mundoya de Te, Tinny the Tandangazo, Nambi Chuching China, Nansha Tinny the Sabochin, Hako Gores. Zambulig Mutunju Dunjukla Nangliella, Chiwa Chema Kimeleke, Manchua Garsan of Tangdur Sena, Tanda Juashil, Pami Kotada, Tilitin in Juashil, Trudy Kager, Tendig Tanda, Shata Russo to the Lutente, and met the Taran in Battle Munziche, and then the Meva Chadu, and met Meva Chal to Munziche Dore, and then Nambi Munziche Danton, Chua much Kim Melektog Munziche Donit, Tuschen Cagares, or this Ebochen Gotsu Res.
So, according to the Buddha Dhamma, when we speak about the person, or the aggregate of the person, are separate here, and the consciousness that is within the person. So we need to identify that. Because the reason why I said that practicing of the Dharma will accompany you at the time of one's death, it will serve as a resource for your future life. It's because after death, your physical body will no longer be useful, which is the physical body which is composed of four elements, and composed of blood, flesh, and bones will become useless. It become, because when the consciousness separates from that, and our body, the physical aggregates, will become just like a rock. And this will be left behind. And when speaking about the consciousness as infinite, it will not, there is no exhaustion of consciousness. It will continue from one life to another life. And whatever the virtues, whatever the practice of Dharma that we may have done during the time of one's own life, during one's own lifetime, then the potency or the propensity of the practice will left a seed or the potencies in one's own consciousness. And this consciousness carries the seeds or the potencies along with the consciousness, wherever the consciousness goes. Once the seeds of the virtue will never separate from that consciousness. So therefore, in this way, one's practice of the Dharma will accompany us at the time of one's own death. So normally, in this world, the people who do not who are unable to differentiate between the person and the physical aggregate of the person, normally think about the body that is composed of four elements and composed of blood, bones and the blood and flesh are said to be I or the person. And when the person, when this physical body, the composed of four elements, are no longer useful, in other words, pass when one, so-called passing away, then once you have passed away, then you say that the person is passed away, because the recognition of the person or the self is merely on the aggregation of those four elements, in other words, the physical aggregates. However, in the Dharma, according to the Buddhist point of view, our physical body, composed of four elements and flesh, blood, and bones, are not to say it as a person. It is not a person. That's what we are talking about. So therefore, it is very important to distinguish between the two, a self or person, person or self, and the physical aggregate or the physical body, which is possessed by the self or the person.
Chu jia de ko jia sa de seng nang la jia ruas, liu tol jia ma ruas, seng nang jia ruas, seng nang jia yin du, an de seng de Chima le ma phukjang le ma kasin do na nang do le ya le yoyo wa chen na chola ma do wa chuzu ma do wa yoyo wa re wa as.
Just for example, if we have a knowledge or education, then you don't need anything to just carry the education, as long as you have in your mind. The quality of education that you have will follow you wherever you go, isn't it? It is unlike our wealth, such as our other material wealth, in other words. This may need or bag or car or anything that to carry, if you want to carry those wealth. But when it comes to your education that you have learned, or the study that you have done, this will follow you wherever you go. It can follow you until your death. Similarly, when speaking about practicing of the Dharma, the propensity of the practicing one's Dharma will remain within one's own consciousness. It will always remain within one's consciousness, and it will follow one's consciousness wherever the consciousness goes. So it is similar to negative activities as well. If one engages in negative deeds, although that you may have completed the act of negative actions through body or speech, the actual action is completed and it is already finished. You still have the propensity of the negative acts that is deposited within one's own consciousness. This will then this will then come along with one's mind wherever it goes. So if one accepts the future life, then one should do something that benefits one's future life by engaging in the practice of the Dharma. As we spoke earlier, the practicing of Dharma alone will serve one's future life. It is only this practicing of the Dharma will accompany us and become a favorable condition for having a perfect, precious life in one's future, in its one's future life. So it is therefore the text says, by thinking over and over again. So thinking over and over again here, referring to the freedom and endowments. Freedom and endowments are difficult, and are difficult to find. And life has no time to spare. By gaining familiarity with this, attraction to the appearance of this life is reversed. So one must reflect upon this over and over again, and to engage in the actions, in the virtuous actions that can serve one's future life. Let's take a 15 minutes break. So we have talked about to reverse attraction to the appearance of this life, right? Now the next is how to reverse attraction to the appearance of the future life. It's by reflection upon, it says, repeatedly contemplating the miseries of the cyclic existence. How uncontrollably one is revolving within the cyclic existence, forced by one's own karma and delusions. And reflection upon, then try to reflect one's mind upon the suffering nature of cyclic existence. And with these reflections, we'll reverse the attraction to the appearance of future life. So if one is unable to reverse attention to the appearance of the future life, then it is not possible for one to have a genuine desire to attain liberations. So therefore, one must reverse one's appearance of the future life, attraction to the appearance of the future life. One should not be attracted towards the future life alone. So, to reverse the attraction to the appearance of the future life, there are two ways of, skillful means of, reversing the attraction towards future life. But one is thinking about the suffering nature of cyclic existence, Another one is reflection upon infallibility of law of cause and effect. Reflection upon law of cause and effect, and the reflection upon the suffering nature of cyclic existence will enables one to reverse the attraction to the appearance of the future life.
Jazonta lendi mulu sia de te chedu ane le dang dibo sia ching de cha war was. Ta jazon le dang dibo sia de ta dus la ndig dia. Namba sang ji bi tomba chom den de ge ta gidi lang do ge nang sha yin da. Deje duwe yin da. Dongye li kodiya yin da. Ta changma de ni lendi ni ge to ni yong dewa ge de xie jia gu yo re se de ne. Xianba yin na yang ji de guo ba po ge ji pa ge le de du tang jie suo yong a dang ji de guo ba po ge ji pa ge le sang ye nang ya changma de ne duan wei ji xie gu yo wa se. Ta namba sang ji bi duan ba chuan den de ge nga rang zo chen de nang gi nan da jie wa qian ma yin nan da de dewa yin nan da dongye yin nan da. Tazu tsangma de lindri ki thawni ane pa yungdewa jangjang jilin de xie jaguyo res. De yin du lindri ki nangxia de sabu xinguya tang de ki qingbo xibu res. Jidang lindri ki nangxia de ding rinbo tang hajang ge jia qingbo sabu xida res. Lindri ki nangxia ta xi ta wa de xie pe de loa me ba de donba na jing ma to sang jing re ma to nga zon ji de me pe ba ge lindri ki nangxia rab zang ji ma to tashi tawa ten dehi jiao tu guo ma re si.
So here it is important to the reflection upon the law of cause and effect. It's because whether we speak about happiness or the sufferings, the happiness and suffering, the coming into experiences of the happiness and suffering is actually explained under the law of cause and effect in Buddhism. So therefore, proper understanding of law of cause and effect is very crucial to practice Dharma. So the explanation of the law of cause and effect is very profound and vast. And all the subtlety of the cause, explanation of the subtlety of the cause and effect, in other words, the complete explanation of law of cause and effect can be given only by the enlightened beings, not like ordinary beings, not even someone who is on the path to enlightenment can give the complete explanation of law of cause and effect. Because in order to give the complete explanations of law of cause and effect, one must do so on the basis of experiential knowledge rather than intellectual knowledge. So therefore, someone who have experiential knowledge of law of cause and effect, the subtlest law of cause and effect, is only by someone who has achieved state of enlightenment.
That under the Lendri Mulu say at the Tonda de Karzanata, lead on Dribuni Parulea, Loa Yo Mares, Donita Mulua say at the lead on Dribuni Parulua Majorche. Loa meba kanda cha waras na cha zang li siya te zo de tene li siya danda de pepi kichik lasa li siya danda de jawa chilo koguyo res, jawa. Ta jawa de le teni ane dribu le guyo rwas. Jawa sangbo chi inba ina dribu sangbo chi le guyo re. Jawa ngenba chi ina dribu ngenba chi mi guyo res. Chetong, Jawa Sambo la, Dribu, Nyemba mi yuwa, Seya Zawa ni yuwa maris. De Jawa Nyemba, Jawa Sambo yin chi la, Dribu Sambo mi ba, de loa me ba. Jawa Nyemba je ni, de lan Dribu, sambu juya siya te zao ni yo ma re se. Cha zang jaha ngenpa chi yin chin che le ya le, ti le nribu te ngenpa to, ane pake le duwa chi. Jaha ngenpa le, ane nribu dungen yung dewa. Te ya jaha ngenpa te lab che chu le teni, ane nribu dungen che chu na sha yung dewa te, te loa me ba re se, te zawa ni nyu pa zu tung duwa ya tang, ten re ki lun duwa ya ki yo ma re, te me loa re se, tu si jene.
So what is meant by infallibility of the law of cause and effect here? You know, the karma and its result, in other words. So here, what is karma? Karma is an action. And once you have engaged in certain actions, and its fruition is infallible. The result of the karma will be experienced by the individual, regardless of what kind of action that one may be, one may have undertaken. If one has taken a positive actions, and you will have a positive experience or the happiness as a result. If one has engaged in the negative actions, you will experience suffering as a result. So, based on the intensity of one's own negative actions and the result of the experiencing of the result of the intensity of one's, result of this action is experienced by the individual who actually engaged in that actions. Similarly, you know, based on what kind of actions that we have done, the result will be experienced. Because if one engages in negative actions, it is not possible to have a positive result. Similarly, if one engages in positive actions, this will not give rise to negative results. So therefore, the cause and effect must be concordant. You know, the result must concord to the cause. What kind of cause that you may have, you know, a credit.
Jizong, ta li xie jawa chi, jizong, ta tindri yi jawa te sangbo yin tong ngenpa yi, ya chenpo yi, chung chung yi, ting rinpo yi, ting sable ganda yi me te, te ganda si chen cha yung uru se na. Ta jizong, jawa te che nge zo de ya ge le, jiapa po zo de gong long res. Gong long de ane sangbo yi na jawa te sangbo chen yung ya. Jawa sangbo de che yu du tel pa bin dribu sangbo le yung wa. Gong long de lap chenpo yi na jawa te lap chenpo chen yung wa. Jawa lap chenpo chen yung du tel dribu lap chenpo chen mi yung wa. Gong long de ting sabo che le ya le rogu yu sangbo tang gu ya ting sabo chen bayi na di jawa de ting sabo chi cha yung wa. Ting sabo cha yung du ting dribu de ting sabo chi dung yung wa re se. Chazong jawa de lap che chu dang ting sablo dang sanglo dang nye le te zo tu sa de ta jaba po zo de njigde jaba po nang xe te namba sang jibi ge tuanba chum de de ge ta di ngang to so ge gong long de re se. Nang sen ge gong long de. Chazong ta gong long di cha ni ni li ge nam xa de li di nam xa ni ni dribu nam xa du zhe ne cha de go re se.
Whether one's actions will become intense or vast or the profound entirely depends upon one's own motivations. It is based on motivations. Your action will give rise to a very profound result, vast result, a deep result. So all of whether the fruition of one's own actions, the fruition of karma, in other words, whether it has become a vast, profound, or the deep, or not, it is entirely depends upon the how, you know, what kind of motivation that one may have have cultivated at the time of that action. So that everything that we do, according to Buddha Dhamma, everything that we do, it is entirely depends upon one's own motivations.
Oh, jizo ting du ta gong long de, anu gandas jin cha gui, gong long sang wang nye wa siya de, ta gandhi tong yin jie tang gui re, shen na jizo ta gong long de ngara zo se ge nang le ya le, anu nyomong siya ge, tanda nam sha chik che, nyomong ma yin ba ge, gei ge nam sha chik che, loma ten ge nam sha chik che, tu jen song da cha gui re wa, te cha du, Ani kolong nyomong kowang do sungwi ki chawa tele yale, ani telin dribu dungen yung do nye, teni nga zo chawa mambu le yale dungen nondo shikwara chabde yate namsha tetin yung goyo res. Ani yang chi tabi kompang se yata, sanji ki kompang se yata, ani tenre ki matowa yina ya chi jiten mi luiten lang, lai luiten lang, di to le yale deje posong chopa yung a tso te, ani kolong gewi wang ki, ani chawa page le, Sangboche, and Jao Sangboche will then in Dibudeva, me, or those chin young deva chickche. Young Kono Lumate, Nanshiba Lumate, Kono de Lumate chati, Jawa Pageche, and then Dibutiliale, and Deva Ameba, Dunga Ameba, and those chin de Dukaya Maimbi, or Chick Yung Dibuchi Yung to Yarvas or Tetsama, Lumate and Dibuche, and those chin Nanshadamas and the Tumber Gona songs to taller, and those dog your race.
So here, by speaking about motivations, that primarily there are three different kinds of motivations. Motivations influenced by negative thoughts and emotions, or the delusions, or mental afflictions, or the motivations free from those mental afflictions. In other words, the virtuous motivations. One is also known as the non-virtuous motivations, virtuous motivation. And the motivation of neuter, nor non-virtuous, and neither in a virtue. So now, out of cultivation of the non-virtuous motivations, will give rise to the result. As a result, suffering. And then out of virtuous motivations, or motivations of gaining, state of liberations, or motivations of achieving the high rebirths in one's future life and so forth, are said to be the virtuous motivations, and this will give rise to a positive result. And that's a neuter motivation, which we talked about earlier, where the non-virtuous and neither virtues will give rise to the result, similar to its own cause. It's also the neutral result that one may achieve.
Jezo tate te lindri mulu a song nang ni, ta lindri mulu to ni chimi nang si doya de song nang ni gadere se na golong nyomo gu wang gi, ani Java Chevy, Java Java Chavy Town, T. Jundi Media, Tizote, Tizog Namshet, Dog Race. Golong gave you Java Wangi, Golong gave you Wangi, Java Chen, T. Dibu Media, Chimig Namshet, Tizot Doya, Javis, and Tizot Doya Maris. A young Golong Luma Tengi, and Lee Chen, Pagin Dibu Yung Deva, Tizote, Namshet, so Dosigua Maris. Tanda di nang xie zhe, xia sa xie zhe, duwa, di nga xie de, cha xie xie gwa rwa, di nang ni, tanda rinpa song ge nang ni, ane, gong long nyue mong wang ge, pe ge jia xia jie, ane di, nribu yung de wa, o di ge nang wang xien ba de, do gu re es, do sa de re es, len ri mulu, wa sang ni, ane, qi mi nang xie do gu re es, ya de, do tang du si re es.
So, this is, by reflection upon the verse, it says attraction, attraction to the appearance of the future life is reversed, right? So here, then attraction to the attraction to the perf- to the perfection of cycle existence, and all day and night, the intention seeking liberation arises, and the thought of renunciation has been generated. So it is what is meant by attraction to reverse the attraction to the appearance of the future life is once clinging towards the future life is influenced by the non-virtuous motivation, in other words. If one cling to the future life, so long as you're clinging to the future life, and that the very mind that clings onto it is in the nature of afflictions. It is a mental afflictions. So therefore, so long as you have this mental affliction within you, if you follow the action of that mental afflictions, and this will become a negative actions, which will then give rise to a negative result. So therefore, when you go through this, attraction, reverse that by reversing the attraction of this life and about the future life, suggest that you should not have a clinging or attachment towards neither this life nor future life with the non-virtuous motivations.
Ta koyu dunga sangni chime nangshi do tang te ni dunga nga rung nangju labdewa dunga chetang chetas ni labgu yorwa se dunga cheyi sanglo tangni tini chime nangshi do tang an dunga chetag sanglo tang chene ni chime nangshi do tang se tini du ta kwa cheyi dunga sanglo tang du ni njoyi dunga tang dunga ji dunga chaba duje ji dunga Chazang de yidu, de song de tandang, dungye ji dungye de tarang ngarang zo mechenyong, zamle mechenyong ngunzi che dewa ge, chi lu ge dungye, sen ge dungye, o lu sen ni ge dungye dusu yuwa dewa de zo de le, ta chen de zang ma zebe, jewa chima ya, jewa kase lam na ya, dungye ji dungye de nang le ya le kwa ra jab dewa. Chazang tenri ji kwa ra jab dewa de ge, Jazang de yin sun jian ni de le ngaban zhong jian ni de li tabi gongfang se ya jidang. O tende yo ba de yi du ka le tabi gongfang le ya le du ni jie ya ge de jian wu du ni qi mei nang xie do. Yang yu yu dong ye de jing ngarang zo zang bali jian yong mei jian yong ge de jian ge ngun zi jie de wa. Jian yong ge de jian ngun zi jie de wa de nang bi chun nung xie wu de de yang jīg tēsē gī, nē gō gī, nīmā jīg dāng, chūsū jīg, nī jīg tā rī nān dā jīg, pēnjī lō lī dēbā yuā mā rī sē, tē njū yu dōng yē tē, ngā tō dēwā ngūn zī chē tē yā tē, dēwā tē dū yu pā rīng tū chē wā yī nī lō jīg lī dēng yē pēnjī kā bō yu rī, tā chūsū jīg nī dāng, nīmā jīg nī, nīmā jū chāng ā tē nā dēbā pēnjī sē gī rī sē, wā tē mā tō nī lām sāng tē nī gō dōng yē ngō lī njō rī chē nī, yāng tē nī dōng yē nō lī pā sāng rō yā Tene chaadui dhukar kuwa njuyi dunghe isi. Ani dunghe ji dunghe isi ya tamar, chaban duje ji dunghe ni tanda ngarang zogu ji luden de, linyo wang gu tubi gu luden de, lam cheche liya le, ani ko dunghe metame pa tuzi ni yungde ya, dunghe tama yungkung gu suara, pagi chogo changman juusa gu, kungdi jalcho isawa nanghi, dunghe changchang uusa gu, ani go suara te, saji nyewa limbi pongpo te chaadui yor wasi. ओ तिन्दे गि दोंगे ल सानो तंग जेनि अनि छमा ले या ल केसे दोवे इना या दोंगे गि नाशा तिन्दे चिना ल कोर्देवा सानो तंग नि अन दिली नवा तंग नंगशे ते दो जेनि ने छमा थाबा दोन दोनि वा लो जे या ओ तिन्दे जेने जेगुआ जिक सोंग योरेस
सो देन देयर्स अनदर वे ऑफ फॉर रिवर्सिंग द अटेंशन टू द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द फ्यूचर लाइफ is by reflection upon the suffering nature of the general suffering nature of cyclical existence and the particular suffering nature of cyclical existence. So speaking about the general suffering nature of cyclical existence are the three kinds of sufferings that we all are familiar with, which namely suffering of change, and suffering of conditionings. So when you are able to reflect your mind upon those three kinds of sufferings, then will enable you to reverse yourself from the attraction to the appearance of the future life. Because even though you may have a rebirth in the high realms in the future, in your future life, but you are not free from those three kinds of sufferings. You're uncontrollably undergoing the suffering. You know, you're remaining under the control of those three levels of suffering: the suffering of suffering, suffering of change, and suffering of conditioning. So, suffering of what is meant by suffering of suffering? That we went through this during our last teachings. Probably you may be familiar with this. Suffering of suffering is the obvious sufferings, such as, you know, physical and sensational suffering that we all recognize as suffering. And the suffering of change is the kind of suffering that we normally, as ordinary beings, recognize and consider as a happiness. And this kind of happiness will not last long. Maybe it may last for an hour or 2 hours, maybe a day or day or two, or month or 2 or year, and then, but still, then this will, yeah, it is bound to, you know, transform into a suffering. In other words, that our recognition of happiness, that regardless of what kind of happiness that we may experience, these are all in reality a suffering. We will change into a nature of suffering. So then what is meant by pervasive suffering or the suffering of conditioning is our own psychophysical aggregates. So long as we have this contaminated psychophysical aggregates, we will always remain under the torment of sufferings. So therefore, if you are able to reflect your mind upon those three kinds of sufferings, then this will enable you to cultivate a genuine wish to free from those three levels of suffering. In other words, you are longing to attain liberation from suffering. So therefore, this is a one way of, way of reflecting one's mind upon the of reversing, sort of, is one way of reversing the attraction to the appearance of the future life.
Jazong ta dungi cheda la sang tang yu du ani ji rang ni ke se nyawa le je su wa ina ani nyawa cha dong ge dong e an su su de ne je wa che ma dun ro le je su wa ina ka ye da le je su wa ina ani jing gong ge dong e an dun ro le je wa ina ne kar le hti mu bi dong e me le je wa ina je ga na che ge dong e lhama ye je na thap ju ge dong e lhal je na chi phu ge dong e cha zang duwa ru du gabal da je le jen duwa ina an ji duwa rong 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 so so thomo ma yin bi ge an duwa ta dang ti dong e de nang la kwa ra chang chang kho ne a de de wa ji cha du yo re se den de yin de de zo de sang lu yang yang kho je ni kho ina an ne ta je wa chi mi ge de ne be ge nang xie de duwa ya ge cha gu yo re se de duwa ni an duan da zo ga je wo re se na an ta bi gong bang duan du ne ya kho wa de li ta ni kho wa de li duwa de 아니 지 탑이 공방세야 타바스야지 어때니 던드니야 타바스야지 다 요메요세야 조테다 양 지고 지비 두지 망보치네 타바스야데 요와 동엔 드레치 나려는가 조 코야 코네 타야 면조지나 계세 동에 들 동에 쳇다 쳇다가 나샤 두조 노니 타야 면조지 바이나 근데 상로 땅드나 던다야 말했더니 강에 쳐러레스 띠니 두걸 코 타야 요와 인두 And Delia, Tatog, the Zol Sama Yangsi Yangs of Tawaina, and Tayag Dombachegrava, Tayag Duni Legravas, and Delewina, and ti ko dunge thaya ge tyoni le du ne dunge thaya le ya le thaya le ya le dunge tel me ko ya ge thawhi de che ya gro thawhi che du ne thawhi de thaba tön du ne ya de lo che ya de res de ne thaba tön du ne lo ya bu che de dam ba che u na ane che me nang she de do ne res
so so we talked about the reflection upon that by the suffering of the general suffering of cyclic existence and the particular suffering of cyclic existence. So what is meant by the particular reflection upon the suffering of cyclic existence is the particular sufferings that is the suffering that is experienced by the sentient beings within the six realms, such as suffering of hell, the cold and heat, the cold and hot suffering of hell, and suffering of prata, the individuals who had sentient beings who had taken rebirth in the prata realms, undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, and reflecting on the suffering of animals, reflecting upon the suffering of demigods and deva realms, and so and then human realms. So we all of this beings, whether you have taken rebirth in high realms, the three high realms, you're not free from sufferings. So reflect one's mind upon both general and the particular suffering. A time, you know, again and again, will, with this reflection, you know, time and again reflection upon the suffering, the general suffering of general and suffering of particular, will enable one to cultivate a genuine wish to free yourself from the cyclic existence. You have a genuine long to achieve a liberation from the cyclic existence. So if you're able to, you know, cultivate such a state of mind or the wish, the genuine wish to free yourself from the cyclic existence or suffering, both day and night, you have then found a genuine renunciation.
Yang yang sang na chimi nang xi do se de dan da da lin ju mu luo ge nang xia ko yu dong yin nang xia zu yang ni yang do gao zu sang lu nang le yang yan da jia zu jia zu dang na an nin di ge gen che de le le an ni chimi nang xi do ya de pan do yong ge zang yang yang sang na chimi nang xi do se de se ge le se da dan da de xiao lo ge ji de ge qing nga ma ni de ge chen de ge jia xia nang le ya le guo ji bo ma ko a jie de ce qi ma yo a yin zang ce ce qi ma le ya le ane deje duya deje yongya tang dungye me yongya ge pa dandani na zo ge karse ge o be zhe jeni ane ce qima ndo du gang le ya le ane ku ju ya ji ku ya gar ku ya ji chu ku ya ya chu du ku ndo wei na ane ce qima le ya le den zhe dungye qianbo niang mu ge ya gang ye qianbo niang mu ge ya du cha ge ya zang chen de nang xie duo ba de xie ta ci wo ma ni de ge lin zhe ge mu lu ko yi dong an zhe ce wo ci wo ma ni de ge qi mi nang xie duo xie de qi mi kua 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 ko yi nang xia de nang li ya le a dong ye nong li ya le ko lu kua dang de zhe xie jia an ni de de lin zhe luo me bi an ni nang xia de zhe xie jia de ni dong ye nang xia de zhe xie jia ni de ni sang dang yong du gang la an ni jiwa qima ge ko yi dong ye nang li ya le du zhe de kua ra kan ta de li tabi tatang de me ne an ta jia yo ma jie zang ta ta yo wa yin zang an ni di ta ta an be zhe jie gu ba du zhe de nang xia de ni de zhe xie jia jie ni an ni ta tu de li ya le dong ye ta da le zhu ni pa ge ko yi dong ye ta da le zhu ni ta ba dun de ni ya ge luo jie ya ta ba dun de ni luo jie wa yin na an ni ta ba de li ya be zhe jie be zhe jie ne ta ma rang ni ko yi dong an le zhuo ni da zhong bi gong bo tao ya o du zhe de lang ga de ya ngang zhuo le ren ba du shi de dan da lang zhuo nang shu zhe lang nang xia de de den du ji bu chung yu ge tene karsegare tse tsingama ni de chi bu chungu ge lang na sha cha chang chi du chen ne le gu yo res tene chen ne a go dan de chen de nang xie do dang chi mi nang xie do dang ge duan da sen de men du ni mo da de du se le xia
sa so it says you know by thinking over and over again the previous lines or the verses, thinking over and over again. In other words, there's no way to... it says the freedom and endowments are the difficult to find and the life is no time to spare. By gaining familiarity with this, then attraction to the appearance of the this life is reversed. By thinking over and over again, the attraction and this effects, actions and the effects are unbettering, and repeatedly contemplating the miseries of cyclic existence, attraction to the appearance of the future life is reversed. So it is, it, you know, we just take some time and reflecting one's mind upon this, you know, that difficult to find the you know, the rebirth of the freedom and endowments alone will not really helpful, because we need to put in effort to think over and over again and make this familiar with one's own mind, the practice make familiar with one's own mind. And with this kind of efforts, will then finally lead you to understand the possibility of freeing oneself from cyclic existence. Because if there's no possibility of freeing ourselves from cyclic existence, and those kind of reflection over and over again on the attraction to the appearance of this life and attraction to the life of in the future life, the reversing attraction to the future life, will not be helpful at all if there's no possibility. We're just simply wasting our time. But if there is possibility of gaining the state of liberations, and then this is how we should approach ourselves. This is how we should initiate ourselves to ready to reverse our way of looking at our own this life and then the way of looking at our future life. So this is how, very systematically, in the way that you generate renunciations is systematically designed in this three principles of the path by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Yeah, that Jawa Tangyi does.
So we don't have much time, there's just 10 minutes left, but we'll take it, questions if you have.
Something I didn't understand very well. At the beginning, Rinpoche was emphasizing the fact that you should prepare for future life. And then the second part is not getting attached to future life.
How uh-huh.
do you get those from getting confused?
Okay. And then the Chua Chinning around the Chu Chia, the Tsechime Dondalia, Chia Urbas. And the che kunzu ya chime na je do gwa sik se go ro bas de din ye paro kendo ro shikande sang go nas
ka kande sur go de tse chemba ji yin sha
la go de a cho che ne ne ngan zu che che ya de chime don da le che go ro bas se chime don da le che che go ro bas ani ni de ne ya ngan zu kar so re se chime na je do gwa sik do bas
응.
지메 나지 도고 슬라고 도스. 제제 디니 파랄리아 켄드럽시 칸데 상고 있나스.
응. 다 단단 간조 추 제구르 세야 데그 단다 제와 쳔말리아르 강에 메테야 동에 메테야 파겔 쿠야요야 지소고르 와스다 단다 페자 나시 ane sami longdong te tinang le yale chotang khala me sai le na tanda tanda dena de du gan le ane khala du chota di che ne phage gangi de le u du tata pe ju dong a du chen ne chema le du su chu che u le se ya te re se ta cheme nang hi dog re se ya te khala u re se na nang hi se ya de tanda xia sai xi ze kai xi ji lang duo che cheme ge jiao chema ge na wa dang xian ba yong zuo de me ba suo ge re se te ge cha ma re se And the Chema Lial Nanshe Dogs yet, the Chema Pagging and Dungay non lo quadia juar was. Da Dungay Jeda Jeda Nig Nang Lial Dus Conne Nata Shembachilia Dora, Deba Dogres. De Dosuna Chema Meva Chandra was a Maris, Chema de Dini Chema de Carsena Tabi Gompan Lial, Taba Lial Logia, Tabi Tuni Logia, Chevina, Chema Qua Dungal Chimugachi, Chema. Devig Lancho, Lial Kajoya, Chema Telial Dungeg Lancho, Devi Lancho, Ninduas, Chema Lancho, the New Yores. Tan de Peja non Lial Chimi Nanshi Dogres, Chemate, Chema Dungeg Dunge non Lancha Giorwa, Dunge non La Lancho de la Cordiate, Lo Dogres. Tenol Dodiate, Dogeni, and Chema Deva Devi Langa Chilpan Dogres, Deva Langa the Carresena, and Tabat. Tendo nini, tabi lang du yatres. Jezon dilba ka chogres. Tandang aranzo jiva toma mevani karchadurisena. Dungi kosak lang tenang le jang bede, gora jangjang jang kodures. Da danda sanji gidi dungi kosatunu kasi kodiwaina. Changju mucheva kasi koina dungi kodia mato, yuayo mares. Da del karche ursena. Da devi langa cholpal, kacho jogure, din na de.
So here one needs to understand is now we should reverse that action to the appearance of future life, which means you should not cling to the future life. You should not have attachment to the future life. That is what it means. That doesn't mean that you should not think about future life, you know. Thinking of future life and having attachment to the future life is completely different, right? So here again, then when we are talking about engaging the practice of the Dharma that benefits our future life, is we should not really have an attachment towards future life and engage in the practice of the Dharma. That is what we are not talking about. Yeah, your purpose of engaging in the practice of Dhamma will benefit future life is just not to having an attachment towards the future life and gaining a perfect future life. This is not what we were talking about. You are talking about engaging in the practice of the Dhamma to benefit future life. So the future life, benefiting future, but benefit future life is what is meant by benefiting future life is to gain liberation, free from samsara, or cyclic existence. That is what is meant by, you know, benefit future life. So here, when speaking about, you know, reversed the attachment to the appearance of the future life, you should think about, you should not have attachment to the future life. Because if you have attachment to the future life, of even having a future life of, you know, higher realms, taking a rebirth in higher realms, in the three high realms, but they are still not free from suffering. It is always remaining under the control of what we call delusion and the karma. So long as you remain under the delusion and karma, or the law of cause and effect, you will undergo suffering. So therefore, you should not have attachment to the future life of the high rebirth. Rather, you should, you know, exert an effort towards complete cessation of suffering, gaining state of liberations.
I'm thinking that these are thoughts that we construct, these are intentions, but the act of craving and the instinct to live in this and in a future life are not rooted in thought or intention. We are created so that this craving creates, lets us live. So these are thought constructs, and we are trying to erase something that's hardwired into our brains. I don't think we can necessarily do it with thought. What I am wondering is this. If we cultivate awareness of these instincts, and if perhaps we were to dedicate them to all sentient beings, would that work on these instincts better than thinking? Would feeling work better than thinking?
I'm not sure I got it all the question, but I'll try. There is a mulagi the chick susu chick tawa do ta ti te ro ta ganda susu there is a moi sembe na le ta chick dunge dunge den ji ta ganda dunge 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 ke wa che be ani ganda ko Never shoot the bus. Never the member sort of the any chick chick cursor than the thing on the more somebody than the dungy six jay digging my daddy gonglia to get the dungy member soyagi any coy cursor tap shade of dungy member soy tap shade of tap shade deal tembina any dungy tenjigi any kind of sour churroba. To me, the jig, sour ticket, and copet. Can the sour corner member so to act and take chick, revoke sort of shave sort of dose, jay. The more of this tender is Russia.
Some
sort of Russia.
Alle.
In the Russia, in it, moid the saber amino, made the saber and coma some mola curse women.
Alle.
Tender is Russia.
The dilu colo de la breathing a lake are joke, lay jogu at the jogum, cut it.
Something
Sindini, Cheman Doyala, and Mazo Tadig to Stiegure, Dutu Tola Tangu or Mare, Sechema Pujang Rimbore, Tiller, and the Soson Robin Motelia, Kange Meba, and the Tandani Tadig Jaguate, and the Kichembo Yimba, then Tony de Hete Jagures.
That Sholoka Tiwoman in the Carzana, that Chema Lets had you Gala, and the Chema Lets had you young de Lindu Muluata, Dunga Nanjata, Lindu Muluasa. Tanda Kunlong Nyomo Wangi, Liche, Liche, Dribu Dungi Lady at the Don, and Dungi Cheta Cherago, Dungi Tanan Quarter Cord, and the young Hardina, young Chemalena Pando Chumas, who asked, they do Chemig, Tendre, Dungi Quasag, Coyu Tiller, Coyu Tella, Jo Tonga, Don, Nimi Tone, Dilly Dorte, and Chemag, Dewig Langa, Tabi Langa, Dilly Yale.
Betsuche
So, actual eradication of the suffering of cyclic existence will be explained later in this, in the three principles of the path. But at this point, what we were focusing here is to how one can prepare for, you know, for actual exhaustion of the sufferings. And this needs to be done on the basis of proper understanding of cyclic suffering nature of cyclic existence. And it is not when we speak about understanding the suffering nature of cyclic existence, we're not talking about mere intellectual knowledge, or in other words, mere having a brain exercise. Rather, one should experience it. One should have an experiential knowledge of what is meant by suffering nature of cyclic existence. And when you really come to the experiential knowledge of the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then you will have a genuine wish to free from that suffering nature of cyclic existence. You have a free, genuine wish to getting rid of the suffering nature of cyclic existence. Because without knowing that, experiential knowledge is something that is very, very important. That is what we call the spiritual realizations. And without realization, spiritual realization, development of spiritual realizations, you will not actually be able to, generate what we call the renunciations. In this particular context, you should have an experiential knowledge of misery of cyclic existence. You should have an experience of how difficult it is to find a freedom and endowment of the rebirth, the human rebirths and so forth. With this kind of experiential knowledge, we're not really talking about in the brain level, but deep down to the emotional level.
Yeah.
Say the dedication prayers?
That is also doing well.
Yes.
Beginning on page 23 and 24, continuing with auspicious wishes.
Sabi gewan de dendon drowa gola gambe da cheba juzu lozan drabay tembe nyembo rendo saji jo. Songe mendo dore role je ne de je bande songe jendo mendo bawa ye rogo nanda je jewa jo do yanda la ma da je me je je be la long je je sa da long je ye de ra do ne do je chang ge gom Nyondoro jo Rena menra laga neya taya me Koze ra denje naga jele jo jo jebanda Lozan denbe jeme sanson jen Jove meze tato ne jo ji Kore jengande benda dewa malun jovene Jere zama tenze janzo ye Shabe siti ban tenjuro ji Jeda chenpa dan kundu zambo tenyan tenjende Deda kunje jiso dalo je gewa deda tam Rado ngô Jawa tam je je Ngawa kangla chodo ngô bande Dagi gewe tsa wande gwa